Where's that?
It's right beyond the new airport. It's used as an administrative building. And there's a group of buildings on the right. There's a Phillips Sunoco station. And there's a brick building there, and in the front of the building, it's something like the Pots and Pans or something. It's the aluminum company outlet for their wherever. And in the back is Aesop's Table. And they have the best French onion soup I have eaten in a long time, because they put about that much mozzarella cheese in it. Oh. And you go through a little line, you wait on yourself totally. And they have a limited but very good menu and a salad bar. And it's popular.
I'm stopped there sometimes.
And Bill's secretary considers it expensive. I don't, but I don't have two teenagers to fill up when I go, and that is probably the reason.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, you talk, when you do the interview with Dr. Parrish, you talk about things to fry in, the kind you plug up, fry, what you call that?
No electric skillet.
And what about these kinds of ovens that, say you want to heat something in a hurry, cook something in a hurry, and all those?
The love of my life, microwave.
They really save a lot of time. Anything to do with them.
It has totally revised my... I had to learn to cook all over again.
Oh.
That's wonderful.
Place you might take, if you didn't have washer and dryer at home, you want to do your clothes.
The laundromat.
And the thing you might store dirty clothes in, the lid, you call that the
hamper.
And if you didn't want to sweep, you might use a what to clean the carpet, you might use
a vacuum.
The bag in there, what would you call that? Any special name for the
bag?
And what about if you want to mop the little thing you might have water in, a little plastic thing, you call that a...
No, you're talking about the bucket? Okay.
And these things that take trash and...
Compactor.
And, the thing outside you might have to put your trash in, be the...
Garbage can.
What about these big green ones that the trucks take and dump?
They're Dempster dumpsters made in Knoxville.
Yeah. I guess that's become... A generic name as well as a brand name now.
It has. It was invented by a good friend of Bill's father. And he made a mint.
I guess he did. You see him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the man who is in charge of a funeral, will you call him the...
I call him Tom Click. You would probably call him the funeral director.
Do people, you ever hear people use the term undertaker, or did you ever hear that?
Yes, we used to use that constantly, but I think funeral director has taken its place.
And the vehicle that you would take, they would take casket in, would be
the hearse.
And the buildings where you, for interment, would be kind of where you might...
Oh, a mausoleum.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
Michael's in one.
Any other name for cigarettes? Any other terms that you ever hear for them?